This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I'm going to, in the immortal words of Eisenberg, tread lightly on this topic, but I think we can talk about it a little bit without grossing people out. Tracy Morgan, the comedian and actor on SNL and 30 Rock and a million different things.
And he had a bad accident, and then he got better.
Right. He was at the Knicks game the other night. Floor seats, and he got sick. He threw up, and they had to stop the game and everything and take him out in a wheelchair, and, you know, that could be a scary thing. It turns out he's okay. He probably just had food poisoning. He wrote on Instagram, "Appreciate my MSG, Madison Square Garden family, for taking such good care of me, and I need to shout out to the crew that had to clean it up." And then he said, "Most importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I throw up on the court. So maybe I'll have to break it out again in the playoffs."
Oh, God.
So, but what an embarrassing situation.
That is embarrassing. And if you're a celebrity, people are looking at you anyway. Like, right. Oh, look, there's right. Tracy Morgan.
Oh, look.
Courtside. Oh.
There's Tracy Morgan. But I would have to say that some of us have maybe experienced something as embarrassing, and that is when you get sick at school.
Oh, I was mortified that that might happen to me someday. But luckily, it never did.
Well, Kitty, it did to me. And it's interesting because you do remember the times. Because I remember in seventh grade, it wasn't me, but Grant McCuba, I mean, I still remember, said, can I go to the bathroom to Mrs. Mesmer, our math teacher? And Esther Horvath said, "I don't know, Grant, can you?" And then he threw up right in front of her. And it was great.
The timing of that is great.
Yes.
But now, I mean, I think of, you know, once that happens to you, then that's what you're tagged as for the rest of your school years.
Well, I don't know.
You're the kid who threw up in school.
Perhaps I was, and maybe just people said it behind my back.
I'm sure they did.
In fourth grade, I got sick, and I threw up on my math book.
Oh.
And I remember another kid saying, I don't remember who it was, "Oh, man, now he doesn't have to take math anymore." But what made it worse was
your book's math book smelled from then on, or did they give you a new math book, or did they just wash it off?
They probably just threw it away, and I didn't do math anymore. But what was horrible about Kitty and was that, so then the teacher said, "Quick, run to the nurse." So then I started going down the hall to the nurse, and I can still see it in my mind's eye. We used to, I don't know if you did this in elementary school, for some reason there was a boy line and a girl line when we'd walk places. I don't know why.
I've apparently heard of that.
Yeah. So we had a boy line and a girl line.
I don't think we had that.
So there was a boy line and a girl line coming right towards me. And then I threw up again in front of them as they passed. And as they walked by, they were all like, "Ah!" So
I remember a girl in first grade. She had been out like for a week before it was the class Christmas party, which, yes, I know, separation of church and state didn't really exist when I was a kid. And it was the Christmas party, and everybody would bring treats for every member of the class. So you'd have 30 treats on your desk, you know, and then that was amazing. And it was like one of the most amazing days of school ever.
It got ruined.
Well, one girl in my class, Claire Wojak, sorry, she threw up all over her treats.
Oh, man.
I know. She should have stayed home one more day, but she didn't.
I need to find Claire, and she and I need to bond over. Karen's on the phone. What do you got?
I was in eighth grade, and the film projector was right next to my desk, and the lights are off, and the teacher couldn't see me raise my hand to go to the bathroom, and I threw up in the film projector.
Oh, my God. Did you throw up on it?
Yeah.
Was the movie stop? Did it stop it?
I don't know. I ran out.
The kid who was always in charge of AV never forgot you, I'm sure.
Yeah.